that's not already on the agenda? Okay, we'll move to agenda review and adoption. Is there any additions that we need to make or subtractions?
I have nothing.
Council, anybody have any? Then I look for a motion to adopt the agenda as written.
Motion to adopt the agenda as written.
Second. Moved and seconded to adopt the agenda as written. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda passes. We'll now move on to the approval of resolution number 2017-06, conditional use permit for Gene Steer, 2270 Railroad Street. Just made the street up a little bit longer there than that. We had a planning commission meeting, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the planning commission looked to recommend that we approve it. Any further discussion from the council? Look for a motion then to approve the resolution.
Make a motion to approve the series resolution 270 Railroad Street.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the conditional use permit for the Steer property on 270 Railroad Street, resolution 2017-06. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Start building.
Thank you.
Yep. We'll move on then to public nuisances.
So basically, we had sent out letters to 710 Park Avenue, 153 Jacob Street, 780 Park Avenue, 410 Sophia Avenue, and 320 Sophia Avenue. One thing we had is the owner at 320 Sophia Avenue, they never signed for their certified letter, so they never got it. So I have to look into the legality of that, what legality we have when they don't accept the certified letter. So the other properties we had were, I see two of the residents are here for 710 Park Avenue and 780 Park Avenue. Out of all those, I would say 710 and 780 have made the most effort at cleaning up. I would say, for council's referencing, I can show you current pictures of their properties. We'll start with 780 since it's right here, but it's kind of hard to see, but this is 780. Made quite a few improvements on the property. I mean, has the work trucks there, which I don't have an issue with unless council has any issues or concerns with the property. Turn off another set of lights.
Jim, do you want to refresh the council's memory on what exactly the letter stated in regards to the nuisance reference?
The main letter on the nuisances was vehicles. So there were inoperable vehicles was probably the biggest thing here. And as you can see, these are all operable vehicles, so there's no issues there. And then it was just junk and
storage
and those type issues. Mm-hmm. And weeds, which a lot of those properties have kind of, as you can see, it's been taken care of.
I think the place looks pretty nice. I mean, everybody's got a work vehicle, got to go to work, so.
Not gonna be supposed to bobcat. So it's perfectly clean on the 20th that you gave me, but I had to bring a bobcat in with about 4 loads of dirt, but you did not take a picture of all the dirt with the egress window on the side. Okay, Leighton Schleter used it on his driveway to cut it down and everything. Russ Phelan used it. The reason it's in my driveway, I got the biggest driveway. It's a small town. I'm going to be friendly to everybody. I don't understand the sneaking around. You drove by three times before you stopped to take that picture. You know, this small town, just stop and say, hey, what's going on? You know, instead of you're pissing me off, sneaking around.
Why are people getting upset at me when I'm doing my job?
You drove by three times. Why don't you just come in the driveway, take a picture, and be done?
Because I can't go on your property.
You could have stopped by and say, hey, I'm taking a picture. Don't be sneaky about it.
Well, you came running at me, so how am I supposed to know how you're supposed to react?
Wrong. It's like, why are you taking pictures if I already cleaned it up?
I guess I got no comment, no further comment. I'm just doing my job.
So I got a building permit on the egress window. That's why the Bobcat's there to scrape the four loads of black dirt out. We got rained out on Saturday. That's why it's still there. Otherwise, it's going out to a friend of mine's so he can store boats.
What we did in the beginning was... went around and took pictures of all the different addresses that had violations and then sent letters out, and then we gave a time frame. So when that time frame came, then what we're supposed to do for documentation is go back and take another picture and say, okay, this is what it was
right.
prior
I called
to
Jeff on the 20th
this
thing
is
and
what
it
was
okay,
now.
And fine. That's why I was wondering why you're sneaking around today.
Jeff?
I called him. I said, is it going to pass?
Who?
Yeah, fine.
Who's Jeff?
Schultz.
Oh, Greg.
Oh, Greg.
Greg Schultz.
Yeah.
Well, it's up to the council. It's not up to...
Yeah.
So I just wanted to do a cleanup, and then you were sneaking around. That's why...
Not sneaking around.
You were. I'm on my driveway, you kept driving by. Come back, you drive by. I'm under the truck, then you stopped, because you didn't see me under the truck, and that's why I got up and was walking towards you. It's a small town, for Christ's sake.
Speak to the council, not to the messenger. I guess that's where you should be... expressing the concerns. I'm just doing my job. You know, and I'm the one that gets thrown under the bus. So that's why I want the council to make the decision. Because as you can see right now, I'm getting thrown under the bus for doing my job. That's why I feel the council needs to make the decision, not the employees.
So what is the issue with the Bobcat? It's running, isn't it?
Yeah, it runs.
So
what? We got rained out. So,
yeah. So
what's the light agriculture equipment?
What did it stay in your...
Everything operated before. It's just there was junk piled in front of the shop. All the vehicles were operable. All of them had tabs, everything. So I got rid of everything, got everything inside. So then, like I said, I thought it was good, but then everybody's sneaking by.
I'm taking pictures, Brian, to show the council what it looks like now.
Just stop a picture. One, don't keep driving by. Drive by waiting for me to leave.
I went by twice.
And then on the third time, you finally
stopped. I only went by twice.
No,
twice.
So now you're doing some...
construction work on the side you didn't take a picture of. You see it's all black dirt.
I've seen that. So that has nothing to do now with the...
Right. So I was figuring you're going to bitch about the Bobcat and whatnot
No.
I didn't even bring it up.
No one's bitching about it.
Well, this is a small town. Why can't you just stop and talk to people? Instead of being so loose and taking off real fast.
Because I get reactions like this. And not just from you.
If we say anything about the Bobcat, we understand you're doing some work. You got a permit to your building. So we understand there's going to be some construction going on there and some digging and stuff. That's not the issue here. It's all the stuff that you had standing out in the driveway that was upsetting a lot of people out there. And that's why we got to get some of this stuff cleaned up. That's all it's to it. Yeah, that thing with the tracks on, I never hardly even seen that thing move. Sat there forever.
There was nothing wrong with that. People thought that was cool. That wasn't junk. What, you want me to put flowers in it to keep it or what?
Some people thought it looked cool and some didn't. It's a small town.
Right, exactly. So if Lois doesn't agree, doesn't mean I have to get rid of everything.
No. It's not just one person though. There's been several people and also just in general, we want our whole town to look good, and it isn't just you, obviously. I mean, I've got two pages of people that I'm working with that need to clean up and help our town to look nice. That's just what it is. Everyone wants to, you know, enjoy their property, and for those who take the extra time to make their property look really nice, and they want to enjoy their surroundings, and when they see other people not doing the same as them, you know, they get upset. And they have, I know we all have our own opinion on how to maintain our properties, but you know, as a city, we have to have guidelines. So that's what I would just say. The other thing I thought too, and in the paperwork, the ordinances that I've sent out, is it does speak about having like a fencing. So if you had some, an area where you had storage, if you had a nice fence that blocked it from view, then that was fine. It was just a matter of when things are out in the view for other people to get, you know, that just look messy. But if you put a little fence in between the two garages, I think that would look really nice. Just my opinion. And then you would see some of that stuff if you want to store it back there.
Fencing's gonna work. You gotta drive the trailer every day, so.
Okay, it was just an idea. I don't know how the logistics of that would work, but.
So the big thing right now before the council is that this particular property was cited for unoperable vehicles and then additional junk that was originally reported as a nuisance. Now, if you look at the property, there are no inoperable vehicles. There is no junk laying about. So the thing that that the ordinance really doesn't dictate specifically amount is, you know, we gave all of these residents until the 20th to be in compliance with it. Our next council meeting fell today. And in order to make sure that these properties are in compliance and it's acceptable to the city, what city staff is asking is for the council to make that decision. So if the council wants that responsibility, which I believe that it is not a bad thing for us to have that responsibility, it's up for debate. I mean, I don't rule the roost. If that's going to be the case and we go that road going forward, if something like this happens again, because remember, the teeth we put into the ordinance was every day after that date that's on the timestamp, there's a potential for prosecution of a gross misdemeanor. And so my thought would be is if the council is going to be taking that information on and making that decision that, okay, property looks good, everything's good, we're in compliance, and it's at the next council meeting, which this one happens to be, 6 days after those letters were to go out, mm-hmm. that we would go ahead, if we're in agreement, we would say, yep, the property's in compliance. We're not moving forward with any of these days going on after that 21st, 22nd, and whatnot. And that also alleviates any other issues of worrying about whether Brian's concerned about people sneaking around and things of that nature. People just will know that Jeremy's going to come out and take pictures.
I'm just saying it's a small town.
Brian, I understand.
And it looked like a wind shuttle, like it's sneaking
Brian,
in to take pictures.
Yeah, but Brian, do you know how many people come up here and I almost have to shut that door when we turn their water off because of the anger and the, you know, I don't know how people are going to react, so I do it for my safety. You may think it's ridiculous in a small town, but it goes on. You come sit up in the office. There's been times people will stand in that doorway and won't even let me go home. And I almost have to call the cops just so I can go home. So I do the same thing for everybody. If I treat someone else different, then everybody's going to expect to get special treatment or whatever. So I have to do the same thing for everybody. You know, and I wasn't sneaking around town. I drove by everybody's place. And then I came back and took pictures. There is no sneaking around. If I was sneaking around, I would have waited till you went in the house.
Well, from what I'm hearing is what would be had on the ordinance, what he was wrote up for. I would say Brian fulfilled his duty of cleaning up the place. And everybody's got work vehicles. And you can plan to see they're his work vehicles. And I'm not going to regret him that he's parking his work vehicles in his driveway. And the rest of he cleaned up the rest of the stuff. He's got two work trucks. He needs it for his business. So be it. They can be parked there as far as I'm concerned. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it looks great.
I agree.
Compared to what it was.
Yep.
So.
As long as it stays that way.
As long as it, yeah. Well, if it don't, then he's going to get another letter. Yeah. But if he keeps it like this, I mean, I have no, I think he did a good job.
Yeah.
I really do.
And I seen you were leveling the dirt off on the side of the house there. You put a U.S. window in. I mean, yeah, you're making efforts and it looks great. It looks good.
So what is the next?
So again, I don't know what the council wants to do. There's nothing in our ordinance that says who has to be the final arbiter necessarily of this. We can give that power to the city staff or we can retain that power on us. an end. So I guess that's the first question that we want to do. I mean, do we want to...
But before council makes that decision, if I may say something, if the council has to declare the nuisance, then I also think the council should make the decision as to whether to prosecute. It's just my thought. Council's open to whatever. But me and Tamara sit here in the firing line. We've had numerous, numerous hours wasted of people coming in and complaining and not leaving. And Tamara can attest to that.
I agree with that. I think that's an unfair position to put you guys in.
I've seen Jeremy in that position before, and I totally agree with what he said. He wants to stay neutral on it because he doesn't want to take this abuse from him. He's taking too much of it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind the abuse. It's just when it cuts into your work time and creates a loss of tax dollars, really.
So if I'm hearing right, Councilman Buckentine, you're in favor of the council being Councilman Tracy?
Yes.
Yes.
And Trevor? Okay. So what does the council have to say in regards to this property?
I'm in agreement with what I said. Yeah, Councilman Feldman, that was, I think, doing a good job there. You've got two work vehicles.
Yeah. I look for a motion to the, into...
But I got another question, though. What's going to happen if I exceed four vehicles? So... Now, I'm married now, I got a stepchild, he's going to be graduating from Chanhassen, so then everybody's going to be moving out this way. There's four boys and a wife and kids, so how's that going to work? My driveway is plenty big enough for six cars, but you're not going to allow that?
No, Brian.
No.
Are they all going to be licensed?
Yeah.
Then you're fine.
Well, then you're fine. With four vehicles per household.
That's just the city ordinance.
That's city ordinance.
As long as their vehicles move and they're licensed, you're fine. Yeah. There's nothing, I mean, it's when they stand there, they've got a sticker on them and they haven't moved and they got a flat tire and it's blown over.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that is what we're getting at. If you got your wife, kids, whatever, come in and drive them, that's fine.
And you have adequate parking space, so it won't be an issue because the main thing that we look at is that there's adequate parking space. Or if they're off-road parking, so.
So you can have more than four vehicles at a household?
I'd have to clarify what ordinance is, but I don't know that it. Because there's something in there too about adequate parking spaces.
Yeah.
So I'll have to tie that together to see, you know, if you have adequate parking spaces that would allow you to have more vehicles. I'll have to clarify that. But the main thing here was inoperable vehicles, junk. Was the big thing.
It looks good, Brian. I think you did a good job. You went out of your way to at least get it that it looks decent. And like I said, your vehicles that you need for work, well, that is, everybody's got work vehicles. I got one parked in my driveway. I bring it home every night. But
all you gotta do is every night just look at it and say, just common sense will tell you, it looks good. Or, you know, it's got a little junky on it, maybe we should, you know, I'm the same way. Everybody's the same way. Everybody collects a little bit more than anybody else, but, you know, just common sense of it. If it looks good, then don't worry about it, you know?
So, since the council's in agreement that we are going to take the responsibility to clarify these properties when it comes time, I look for a motion for 780 Park Avenue in, as of the 26th of September to be in compliance and that no prosecution will be warranted at this time.
So be it.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that 780 Park Avenue is in compliance with the ordinance. As of the 26th, no further prosecution will take place in regards to that nuisance. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes. And Brian, your concerns are definitely noted in regards to your observations and that. So don't. I mean, we'll get to the bottom as far as the four vehicle thing for you.
Yeah.
And that too, but just I guess so the general public knows too. And Jeremy shouldn't have to feel like he needs to, you know, sneak around if you want to use that word. But just know that there are times when Jeremy does get cornered and he's a little concerned for his safety, but I understand your concern in regards to how it appeared from your end. And so duly noted and revised then. Any other questions you have for the council?
No.
And we will move on to 710 Park Avenue.
Yep. All right, so this is 710 Park Avenue. It looks a lot better than when we initially sent the letters out. There were maybe six vehicles in the backyard. I don't know if the vehicle here, if that's inoperable or not, but there's some junk here and some piping here and a little bit of weed cleanup that, you know, could take place on the property. But from what it compared to what it did look like, it is an improvement. Just give you a couple other views. So kind of the main concern is what all this material is here, in this area. And then also, you know, if I wasn't able to tell from the street, but that vehicle's operable and licensed. Just kind of some other concerns. It's kind of really dark there, but I don't know what materials are all kind of right on the front porch and sight there. From what I can see, them would be my major concerns for that property.
And what was the original citation?
Junk again, inoperable vehicles, nuisance storage. I mean, if you, the pictures before, and you can pass that around, but you can see there are a number of vehicles and boats and big RV on the property, which I've noticed pretty much all the vehicles are gone but the one here. And then, as I've said, I don't know what the storage of all this piping is for either. And also I feel, you know, it could be, you know, weed whip tidied up a little bit. I mean, the majority of people in town do a really good job of upkeeping their properties, so. But as you can see from the pictures, it's a vast improvement to what it was. I mean, it almost looked like an auto parts store in the backyard.
Jim? Thoughts from the council? Dave, do you want to clarify the question that Jeremy had in regards to that box of piping?
It's a trailer, it's just kind of spread piping.
And the vehicle, is it operable or?
Yes.
Okay. Currently licensed?
That car expired.
How long?
A year or two.
Council?
Do you have any plans for the pickup?
I think that one's just going to go to the graveyard. I'm just going to get it out.
Okay. I got you.
The piping and stuff too, or
I gotta get it out. I had a fan blade break in my clutch pad yesterday in the morning on my way to work. So I gotta fix that so I can leave my truck to get it. That's what I was using to get all the stuff out.
Yeah, as you can see, this picture too shows what was
back there. So what you're telling Jeremy is that he's making improvements.
Yeah, I mean, if you really compare that to, and that, you know, looking at the pictures.
Again, I don't know what the rest of you guys feel, but as long as he's making it, we set this ordinance so we had something to go on. That ain't saying we have to slam everybody right to the wall all the time.
Yeah, something.
He's making an attempt to do it. My feeling is
it needs a little more time to give it to them.
I agree 100%. He's made a lot of
I mean, that's the way I'm going to look at this. But those people that do absolutely nothing, they're going to feel the wrath of the council coming upon them.
Yep.
As long as he's making an attempt, he keeps making an attempt, I say we give him some more days to get it cleaned up and come back and maybe by the next council meeting see if he's made some more improvements. And if it goes on for too long, then we have to step maybe down a little bit.
I agree with that.
As long as he's still making improvements on it all the time, yep. My feeling is I don't want to sit here and penalize people for at least making an attempt.
Yep, I agree with that.
So Dave, what's the prospects by the 10th of October that the remaining concerns would be taken care of?
I just work a lot of overtime this summer.
The reason I bring up the 10th is that will be our next council meeting, so that's the reason I bring up that date. The council was talking about waiting to the next council meeting and that. I would say because whatever decision we make on this property now, at this point in time, we're going to be setting a precedent going forward. So we want to give all residents an opportunity to be able to take care of their properties in a timely manner. We know that obviously some properties in town have taken a lot longer than what we've seen both of these properties take in regards to being rectified.
And I think that Dave, you've got a nice looking house there, and I think if you just, clean up a little bit, it's going to be nice. When you come in town, the first thing you see is that house, and it's a big house.
Yeah, it looks nice. Like I said, I've been working on it all the time all summer, and it just got so pretty.
I think it was in 2009 or something like that, there was an ordinance saying that when you put a new house in, you have to have a hard drive over within a year. And I know that it's been over a year now, pushed out before that, but that would be a great addition to that place. It would be a nice hard driveway or a sidewalk or something like that in front of the garage. That would be really nice.
I've been trying to look into that.
We've talked before about it. I know you are. So that would put a plus on everything.
Any other thoughts from the council? Otherwise, what I'm hearing is if 710 Park Avenue can remove the piping from the back, reduce the weed population, and either license the truck or remove the truck from the property, that we would be willing to go ahead and do the same thing we did for 780 Park Avenue. Am I wrong in my assessment, or is there any thought from the council?
Right here. Revisited on the 10th.
Yep. So then I would look for a motion to tentatively approve 710 Park Avenue insofar as they take care of those three items by the 10th of October, which is our next council meeting. And at that point in time, Jeremy will go and take pictures to give us visual verification of that. There's that motion.
So we have
second. It's been moved and seconded to give 710 Park Avenue until the 10th to take care of the piping, the truck, and the weeds, at which time, if it's not taken care of, then it will be retroactive back to the 20th. And that. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any other questions either of you, Brian, or Dave, you guys have?
Yeah. I think both have done really good. I mean, cleaned up quite a bit of stuff and made an impact on the handbook, so I mean, that's great.
Okay, move on to the next one.
Move on to the Ford ambulance.
One 153 Jacob Street. So here's 153 Jacob Street. It's been 6 years. since the building was moved in. Hasn't been cited. Numerous letters have been sent out to have the building cited. As you can see, as of today, it still has not been done. The owner did come in and talk to us for what, Tamara, 45 minutes? About it, and voice concerns over basically money concerns. They didn't have the money to site it, needs a new roof, et cetera, et cetera. But I did explain to that resident that it would be in their best interest to come to a city council meeting. If they couldn't attend, I had them, I said, even if they were willing to put a letter together and write to the council with a timeline or something, it may be helpful. But no response on that aspect, and as you see, nobody's here. So here's where we are today.
That's been there 6 years like that?
Yep. Yeah, this stuff here is actually accumulated since we've sent a picture, sent a letter.
So, basically kind of like taunting a little bit. Just adding some more fuel to the fire.
So, Council, we have two ways to go at this. Either we can give stay to the temp, or we adhere to the ordinance. Those are kind of our two options in regards to it.
Well, I think we need to look at every situation different, because they're not all, and this one is making absolutely no attempt, where Brian and Dave may attempt.
He's actually got more of them, though.
Huh?
He's actually got more of
them. Yeah,
exactly. As I said, he's kind of taunting us, but he's kind of, man, they don't do nothing. Bull crap. He has done absolutely nothing. He's picked by the guns on this one. That's totally my opinion. That's my opinion.
I agree with you on that. He doesn't deserve the leeway that others are getting.
No, because they're making an attempt. This is no attempt whatsoever. That by filing that junk after he's talked to Jeremy here, that's just taunting us. That's all that is. That's just trying to ruffle our feathers. Like, come on, bring it on. He's going to be brought on.
I'm hearing the sentiment of the council then. It sounds like we need a motion to move forward with prosecution on 153 Jacob.
Second.
Moved and seconded to move forward with prosecution on 153 Jacob Street. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, give your direction for that one.
Okay.
And now we go on to
410. Yes. So here, no contact from 410. One thing I do want to point out, there was a bunch of junk along the garage here that they have removed. I'll see if I can find the before pictures. I mean, it's laced with four-wheelers now, but...
I talked to Darrell, we removed the truck, but the rest of the junk I know nothing about. As far as this weekend, we removed this truck. But the rest of the shit piled around the truck.
So you can see this was taken before we sent out the letters.
Yep.
And there you can see there is a bunch of stuff piled there before. So that kind of gives you an idea of the before. And here's the after where that's gone now. But as you can see, not much progress, or if any, has been made there.
Since he won't accept his letter?
He did.
He did?
Yes. Yes.
But he's not contacted us or anything to work anything out. Now, Jeremy did notice today that the license plate, there is a color plate. So that does change things a little bit on the truck.
Yeah.
Doesn't change the stuff in the
but it doesn't benefits. Change the fact that, you know, it's full of junk. There's junk all around it.
Who's Paul working there?
around right now. I haven't seen any for a while, but I just.
And the ordinance, or the letter we sent was in regards to the truck, the stuff on the side. And
junk,
the
storage, same, pretty much.
Okay.
Well, the truck is going to be moved by this weekend, right?
Yeah.
And you said that some of that stuff alongside the garage was moved?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know which part is Daryl's and which part is Paul's, if that's the problem.
Yeah. Like I said, here you can see that's all, that's cleaned up, looks respectable compared to what it was. But here I don't think there's been much movement, if any.
I know we posted some stuff on the swap and shop site, saying all the stuff that we had, but it doesn't look like anyone went for anything.
Maybe not quite the progress, but an attempt of some sort. I mean, it's kind of.
Yeah.
Right, you're going to see him this weekend, huh?
Yep.
He's made somewhat of an attempt, you're seeing.
And then we move the truck and everything at all.
Yeah.
My opinion is let him go into the tank.
Yeah, that's what
he should be notified, though.
Yeah.
Now that you get there, we can get a hold of him tomorrow or something. So
well, we'll send a letter.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe in heaven in writing versus he said, she said.
Yeah. Like, as long as he's making an attempt, I think we just give him a little more time or they do absolutely nothing. I got no pity for them. By this weekend, he should have that cleaned up. I mean, if he. Unless he wants some prosecution and stuff, he would be on top of it, just like these two men, Brian and Dave.
So if I'm hearing counsel correctly, for 410 Sophia, we're willing to give said owner until the 10th. If everything is done by the 10th, then we stay it just like we talked about with 710 Park Avenue. If not, then we go to prosecution for all those days. Yep. Does that sound about right?
I think that's
look for a motion for that then.
So be it on that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to go ahead and give 410 Sophia Avenue relief until the 10th of October. At that point in time, if everything is taken care of, then we will approve the nuisance is taken care of. If not, it will be retroactive to the 20th. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. 320 Sophia.
So, on 320. So, there again, some effort has been made. It definitely is a lot. There's just a few things, as you can see here, around the garage. This whole area used to be all full of junk, but, you know, there again, attempt has been made. There was junk all around the garage on the back side of it, and that's all been cleaned up. So some attempt here also, you know, has been made to clean it up. It's much better than what it was. So I think a lot of these, you know, just some of this stuff.
I did see this individual this past weekend and spoke to them, and they mentioned that they had started taking care of some of the stuff, and that he felt he was done. He did everything he needed to do.
So this whole area used to be full of just junk, and it's kind of been tidied up, as you can see.
Yeah.
Right here, there's something. So I don't know if it's all just put in a pile versus being spread out. I mean, it's kind of tough. I mean, I wish I had a nice, you know, there again, people might think I'm snooping around, but it would be nice to have a nice zoom camera.
He made it cleaned up, but he threw it in a pile.
This was the individual that did not accept their certified letter.
So what do
where we go from here on that.
That I'd have to get an opinion from county attorney.
Before we do anything better than that.
Yeah. And my thought was maybe with the council moving forward on some of these issues and trying to address that these issues getting taken care of, it might be beneficial if I could get either the county attorney or someone from the office to maybe come out to a meeting and we could discuss the procedure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that would be beneficial for myself and staff and council.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. Thank you. So what is the lawyer going to cost to get some words of wisdom from him for this?
Well, we have a prosecution contract with them, so if we turn it over to them, then, like I explained when we talked about the prosecution contract last meeting, is it's based on, you know, the number of claims and cases. So, like, if you don't have much, it's not that much, then the next year, then your next, like this year, if we go and have a lot of prosecutions, then next year's following contract, and then prices will go up. So.
I just never wanted to elevate on some other locations. Like, and get nothing.
We'd have time to budget for it because we kind of got that year in between, too. So. But it's just one thing I want to clarify is a lot of people think it's their neighbors picking on them when in reality, I think it's the city as a whole, you know, is trying to address these issues. And we're not just picking on 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 people. We've sent out, I mean, that's almost been a part-time job this past month and a half of just driving around trying to see who's done. And a lot of these were just people on the list that still were questionable. There are numerous others that got letters that did clean up and did a good enough job where I felt I didn't need to take it to the council. These were just the properties that were kind of, you know, in question.
Well, these are the properties that we made it as a public business.
Right. Yeah. I think we did have a few more, though.
Yeah.
But,
So in regard to 320 Sophia, based on what staff is saying, it looks like they've been making progress like a couple of the other properties. Looks like we need further clarification, though, in regards to the non-acceptance of the certified letter. And if the property owner feels that they maybe have sufficed what they're looking to take care of because they didn't accept the letter, you know, what's the thought of the council? Do we want to stay hard and fast, or do we want to do like we've done with a couple other properties already that have made progress?
I think we almost have to when we started down that road of giving them at least till the 10th, but if there's clarification on them thinking or a need for clarification, does that need to be via certified letter?
We have CSL post it.
Yeah, we'd probably post it this time. But the problem is ordinance says certified letter.
I would say that he has to be somehow notified and say, it's got to be cleaned up by the tenant or it's going to be spanked in my hand because you're going to pay kind of money. And he may be cleaned up a little bit, but I don't see it. It's cleaned up and thrown in the pile. I don't see it gone. No. I think you still have to stay on his back.
It's not a ton of stuff. I mean, it's close.
Well, something, because anytime you change something, something else always comes up.
Yeah.
So then you gotta, you know, tweak it again. One thing I also want to look at with council's permission is looking at certified letter or posting by a CSO. Because the cost to send certified letters, it's $7 a letter. When you're sending out numerous letters, you know.
We can talk about that in the future.
Right.
We can look at that. Right now, let's focus on what we're going to do with 320 Sophia Avenue in that regard. So what's the thought of the council?
Well, I think we got to get clarification, do we not, if you do not accept this certified letter, could you come back and just say, hey, I don't even want to bother it?
But he was made aware.
He was.
But yeah. But it's not, it's a he sheds, she sheds thing. Yeah, exactly. So you run into that.
Yeah, they can't do nothing right now.
I mean, my thought is you get clarification, but in the meantime, give them to the 10th. Because as you've set precedence, he has made effort.
Right.
Now if he continues to make no further effort, well then that's on him.
Right.
yeah, like everyone else.
Right. Yep.
We gotta go on the same road with everybody, but if we don't feel that he's making enough progress, I think we could to let him know about it and then give him ample amount of time until the next council meeting, which is that he's got 2 weeks to clean up. I think that should be given to anybody ample amount of time.
Okay, look for a motion for that.
There's a motion that we give him clarification on the Jeremy, get clarification and give him to have the time for the 10th to get cleaned up with him, and we go back to the 20th if we have the
okay, second.
Moved and seconded to give 320 Sophia Avenue to the 10th of October to clean up the remaining items on the property. If not completed by the 10th, then it will be retroactive to the 20th. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. That takes care of public nuisances.
Okay.
We'll move on then to the 2001 Ford ambulance sealed bids, which I believe we're supposed to be in today, right?
We're supposed to be in today. As you can see in the packet, didn't receive nothing, no correspondence on that. So my recommendation, I will bring that forth to Justin. He'll be at the next meeting, so we can discuss it at that time how we want to proceed further. Unless council has any other recommendation or direction they'd like to go with it.
I'd like to ask a question, Ron. If we, and I know what happened to the last one, in which I gave the thing away, but when you give something like that away to the city, do they get something in the back in the taxes somehow or something? You don't get nothing. You just give it away and it's gone. I know what happened to the last one. You get nothing for it. Your ear tagged as a nice guy.
Yeah. I think what we did last time is they put a reserve on at the auction, so that's something you can't do.
Yeah, but I don't think we got $5 for the auction, did we? If that.
If that.
Yeah. I just started them up.
Yeah, I'd have to look back and see.
There's a small town someplace that can use an ambulance. I mean, that thing is pretty nice. But there you go, we gotta give it away. And I think it's worth something. Something, but I mean, we're going to sit here, keep doing this thing like we did last time. 6 months down the road, we're still going to be talking about this Ford ambulance, this 2001 Ford ambulance. We're going to be talking about that. I mean,
it's circulated in the papers, then. So.
Yeah, it was in the paper for 2 weeks. It's been on the league's website for a month.
The paper more than that. That's
well, and that's why he brought it up that. You know, because we're going down that same path. I mean, I didn't want to spend $1,000 on publication when we originally talked about it.
It's kind of like throwing a palm of sand in the desert, really. Yeah. Just a plan. Can the guy put over it for just a best offer bid?
Oh, you want to sell it for $5?
You might get $1,000 for it.
I mean, you gotta put some reserve on it. It's worth something.
Yeah,
I mean, you're not gonna give, you know, if something's worth 10 grand, you're not gonna give it away for $1,000, I would hope.
Let's talk to Justin and see if he can take it over to Faze.
Yeah.
Put a reserve on it. Maybe Faze could sell it on his consignment.
Right. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, cause that's what we did last time.
Yeah. And we get for it. I mean, right now, they don't use it anymore. It's running, workable order and everything, but it's just taking up space on the guys in there, so why should we hang on to it?
So why does the city staff then work with Chief and
sure.
Figure out what
yep.
The auction?
I will. I'll talk to Justin. I was hoping to see him today, but...
Next meeting.
Yeah. Go on to city email accounts.
Okay, so I hope everybody got their account, got everything set up, got in.
I get one so, now.
See okay.
See if you right. Catch me.
Yeah. Just keep me on my
nice
toes,
job,
right?
Nice job.
So I think we should be set up. So we're with Google here. So nice thing with Google is it's $10 a month per user. We have 8 users. So it's going to be $80 a month. The nice thing with Google is you get Google Docs, Hangout, and all those things, and then they also do the archiving for us too. So yeah, that's all I got on that. So finally, I apologize it took so long, but it was just a process that I think it was well worth it because it saved the city $2,000 with working with a separate person than going with some of the quotes we got from some of the companies. So I just hope the council just was okay bearing with that. It took a month longer than we had intended, but hopefully that put an extra $2,000 in the city coffers. So.
Sounds good. 2018 proposed tax levy budget.
Yes. So the budget. We've been talking about it the last, 6 weeks. So one of the things I just wanted to go to right away from where we kind of left off is to the wish list here. Sorry, I'm going off the computer. It is the second to last page. So the main thing there is some of the things we talked about at the last meeting was adding monies in for lion shelter roof repair. So I've added about $30,000 into the budget for replacing that. We added $11,500 for the hall steps. And that would be for the front and the back. Some of the other things we talked about was the down at the park, some improvements at the park. Me and Greg, one morning, we spent a good 2 hours going through all the buildings. And we feel from what there is down at the park right now, I can easily be upgraded within this year's budget, I think. As far as making them stalls a little longer, it's just some plywood because that's what they are now. We don't want to change it too much to get into ADA regulations. So what we talked about was just doing longer, plywood on the doors or what, so that way in the outside.
The women's restroom at the park.
So, and what it is about an 18-inch gap from there to the floor, so we probably lower that down, so create some more privacy there. And then we just talked about possibly trying changing the lighting to LED bulbs versus the yellow bulbs. So I think we'll probably double the lightage just by switching out the bulbs. There were some other things too that is going to need some upgrading. It could use a little extra lighting in the band shelter. We're going to need new lighting in the probably where the food stand is there. The main priority would be the band shelter. Them are the old ballast lights that are obsolete. So once they go, that's it. They're done. The other things we looked at, we were talking about the hall basement, making that reputable. Some of the things we got there, Greg said the floor needs to be sealed because it's kind of chalky, the cement. So it needs some sealer on it. The other things we got, the cooler's not working. Cooler needs replacing. That could be I don't know, we haven't looked into it. Hall basement.
The
big
one?
Yeah.
Yeah. The one downstairs.
Yeah. So whether that's a $100 part or a total, replacement, I don't know. We'll have to look into that. The other things that need to be done is, we talked about the floor issues in the men's bathroom where the water meter is there. One of the solutions I thought what we could do is just have a custom vanity built put right over it. Because the vanity's in there, it needs major updating. The floors need to be redone. The walls need to be knocked out. They got knocked down on the block, and it's pulling away. So the windows must have leaked at one time. We were in there. You could pull it away. An easy thing there we thought was just shimming it, right, half inch or one inch shims right off the cement and then putting that feed board on, would be, kind of a quick, easy solution along the foundation. Same with the women's, needs new vanity, yada yada. You're looking at about 10 grand, I'm gonna guess, that you could easily dump into that basement to kind of get it up to you know, stuff. I mean, we want to go fancy. I mean, we could put a lot more money in, obviously, but, you know, we spent a good amount of time on there going through everything. I mean, the pop guns, they haven't been used. I mean, so that, you know, they'd have to be replaced. The lines would have to be replaced. I mean, we're talking years of, you know, non-use in a lot of the items in the basement. So, you know.
I can add to the, are you talking about the community hall?
Okay. The big hall, yeah.
Can you change the latches on the doors of the bathrooms upstairs? Because they're very hard to open.
Yeah.
It takes a long time to pull it open.
Any specific ones, or, I mean.
No, I think it was like a separate one. I always try to avoid that one. Because that one was tough.
So probably, well, we'll just check all the doors. I mean, there's two new doors, so we can check the door latches. Yeah, definitely. But that was another thing I was going to bring up. I mean, I wouldn't recommend that company, even to my worst nightmare, that did that flooring for them one-by-one tiles. You know, it's almost like there was a shortage on glue or something.
I don't know why that's
Greg's there. Constantly replacing tiles there, which at one point, we're either going to have to go with a checkered floor or replace it. Because he's constantly replacing tiles, they pop up.
Where was that?
The bar side. You know where he got all the lump, like these tiles?
Yeah. And I'm wondering if that was coming from the basement, all the humidity and stuff, and was losing that plywood now.
I don't know. Greg has said they didn't use enough glue, because when he pulls up the old tiles, it's like, is there a shortage on glue or what? So.
That's going to be something to think about, maybe.
Yes.
Maybe this next year.
Yeah. Alright, so back to the, you know, wish list. So also included in the budget, there's, you know, $15,000. I kind of went and got, you know, a rough estimate. Basically what we need to do next year for seal coating is David, Martha, and George Street are the three streets that are kind of left for seal coating. The rest of the streets are going to need milling overlay. So what we've looked at, something we've talked about possibly, you know, maybe doing this year, time's getting tight, is the main priorities are going to be Central, Sheely, and Railroad. And then Jacob also is that, but that's going to be a big expense.
I talked to my boss today. Not a problem getting it done yet this fall if we want to pursue it.
Okay.
So if we need to get another quote.
So then I can get another.
Get another quote.
Okay.
As long as we got the money, because he's telling me that with these hurricanes and stuff, and the oil, you're not going to get this price next year.
Probably true.
It could be $3,000 to $4,000 higher. So if we've got the money, I would say, and I'm not saying because I live on Central. I'll let you guys decide that. If you want to do Sheely and leave Central, it's up to you. But if we're going to go by prioritizing, I think we need the worst ones.
Yeah.
And we knock them off as we go.
You're working off that SCH.
Correct. Yep.
So
5-year plan.
So if do I understand, are we go up to $100,000 instead of on quotes, right? Or we would have to?
Yeah, go to sealed bids.
Go to sealed bids.
Yeah.
Yep. So is that what we want to do? Just get another quote from somebody? Is that?
I think we can do similar to what the other companies propose to do.
Right.
Give them the same specs.
So that they got apples to apples.
Yep. Exactly. Yep.
And do you think we should look at putting a date that it has to be done, like say by November 15th? Not that all of a sudden.
I would say so, yes.
Something like that.
I'd say we definitely want to put a completed date.
It's not that big of a job.
Right.
So it's not going to be that big of a deal.
Right. But definitely would put completion on it.
Yeah, because if you're going to put the wear and that on yet, you want it fairly decent and warm.
You know, the thing, it's such a small job, I don't see that we need to wait till put the wear on like we did this last project.
No. There's no digging or anything, so we just we do it.
Yeah.
If there's digging, there's usually an always in that issue right there. Oh, there could be some settlement, you know, over winter and stuff, but there's going to be no digging in the street. You just you put the wear on right away.
You know, and if we did that this year, what would we be doing? As we've discussed, and one of the things I worked out too that we talked about last meeting that I wanted to go through on the general fund is when we get down here, and this is what I want to point out too, what we've talked about is in 16 we had that surplus. Majority of that surplus came from the street project we did coming way under bid. There were also $15,000 in expenses we had it for added legal fees that we didn't use that year. So, and then a bunch of minor other things led up to this surplus. So one of the things I've looked at by adding all the things we just discussed in the wish list here, minus the hall basement improvements, you know, we're running a, you know, a deficit of, you know, 26,000, but like I said, we have that surplus. Some of the things we've talked about is using that surplus for future street improvements. And the other big one was for the, obviously the water tower, taking that money and putting it towards the water tower, which is just in it. The water tower is inevitable within the next probably three years here. So that's kind of probably the biggest decision to make there. One of the things I looked at, I mean, really where we want to be, you know, we, even with completing and doing all them things, you know, what's currently all in the budget, my target here is that we have a cash balance of about 278. As you can see, we got a projected of 349, so there's still $71,600 to play with. That can go into, you know, future street projects such as railroad next year, or put into our savings fund for when we have to do Jacob Street, because we know that's going to be, it's not going to be a $20,000 job. We're talking big bucks. Or this money can be transferred over into the savings account for the water tower. So there are options here. So the big thing is that how you want to divide out that $71,000. No matter what we do, I feel we need to move it. We don't want it sitting in here. We want to earmark that it is for stuff. Otherwise you kind of leave a false impression of, geez, why do you guys have a balance that big? Give it back to the taxpayers. We should get a tax refund. Why are we paying so many taxes? Well, in reality, I mean, we have a nice cush, but we have some major expenses coming up.
It's more than spoken for.
Yeah, pretty much. It is. I mean, here it looks like, oh, we're sitting well. But when you take the long picture and look at $800,000 to $900,000 for a water tower.
It'd be a different story for getting a water tower sitting.
$70,000 plus the about $40,000 we have set aside, don't even put a dent in that. You know, on Jacob Street, we're looking at, you know, $200,000-$300,000 in the next couple of years too, so. But the nice thing is, four streets, what we've been good at, we've taken our LGA, we take our LGA and our small cities monies that the legislature has given us, which is, you know, 7141 here. For the next 2 years. I don't know, Chris, you heard any future legislation that they're going to continue that or not? I haven't.
I haven't heard definitively. Last I heard, there was a thought that we would get away from the LGA and go to the more of the Small Cities Fund. Help us.
As a whole, group it together.
Yeah. It would, dollar amounts would probably be about the same. Formula would be different, but I think they're looking to get away from the LGA.
So at the end of 18, we'll have $167,842 set aside for future street projects. Looks like a lot of money, but we probably have about $300,000 in street improvements to do, so.
On that $71,000, that could be put into a savings account. That would be, what would you put on for a name or just savings account for future use? Or
I would allocate it to what you want to use it for. If you want to break it up and say so much for streets, so much for water tower, I would earmark it. So that way it doesn't look like we're hiding money.
Yeah.
I mean, with government funds, everybody knows you want the government to be open. So you really want to be showing what you're doing with those monies. You don't want to create a false impression that, well, they're just they're overtaxing us and taking money and just throwing it in funds. You know, I mean, you want to be allocating and earmarking it.
Is there a fund for, like, water main leak for, like, in the wintertime? That is happening.
Yeah, and that all comes, that's all dictated and comes out of the water fund, so.
Okay.
You know, all your enterprise funds, your water, storm, sewer, they all want to be basically self-sufficient. So, I mean, and you try to budget for some of those expenses, but obviously you have some that come up throughout the year that you don't. Well, then that's when we set the final budget, we look at those type items and then we look at where we want to set water rates at. So that's all going to come into water rates, utility rates.
So right now, if we're looking at the 2018 budget and we allocate those funds out someplace and we don't allocate it to the net loss, we're looking at a preliminary budget of what, 6%?
Yeah. And I'll figure that out real quick. So if we look at, yeah, so if I just take, sorry, I forgot the number. What was it? 26036. Boom. We go over to totals. That'll tell us where we're at. Oh, went too far. 5.62. Now, like I said, that's the things we have in there. If you want to add other things, like hall basement, put money towards that, getting the hall basement up to shape, any other things on the wish list that are not included.
On the hall fund, have you got something bigger for maybe the floor guy up there?
No. So like I said, anything that's not listed in this column is not in the budget. You know, and then the thing you got is if we do the mill and overlay this year yet, as you can see, then that $28,000 comes out of the 2018 budget.
I think that's our goal, right, to get it out of there. So things to consider, Council, in regards to the budget here. We can set the preliminary levy wherever we want. We just can't go above it in December. So if we set it at that current rate of 5.62, and all of a sudden we discover something between now and December that we have to get done, and it's going to cost more than that, we can't do it. So if we want to put in a cushion, that's what we do with the preliminary levy. I know I've joked in the past about putting it at 50%, but if we put it at 10 or 15, we can always come down. We just can't go back above it.
We need to set it high enough that we can come down. I know if we set it even at 10%, it's going to hit the paper and people are going to go sticker shock. You know, they've been going through this long enough where they should realize that that's not it. It's something we're going to reduce it.
And that's typically what we've done and worked our way down. So, you know, not that people get sticker shock with that initial propose, but it's not to say that it may end up that if something comes up or we want to get, you know, a few things done.
Do you remember what that for the last time that cost?
I mean, you're probably looking at $6,000 to $8,000.
Is that something Roman could take care of?
See, I don't know if he does that or not. I think he just does woodworking.
So he just
no, he doesn't do any tile because he wanted me to do some tile in there.
I think they
just he does the wood.
Yep, he does wood.
That would work up there well.
No, it's
hard to scrub. And...
Well, it just would it be uneven or what? I suppose you can always put something.
You know, I don't even know about there tiling. Maybe a piece of linoleum. That's what's on the wood flooring.
Well, I know, obviously, get
type stuff.
Yeah. You could look at something like.
I mean, they make nice stuff now. It's,
yeah.
That I don't know what it does.
Is that like a composite tape?
Yeah. Well, they make some that's wooden, they make some that's composite.
Yeah. Some of it's engineered, some of it's. Yeah.
I mean, if we put that in the budget, we can just take it out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. I mean, if it's that bad up there.
Well, just replace 4 more tiles after the last wedding.
I mean, it's constant.
It is.
Yeah, if it's constantly replacing stuff. I'd say put something in the budget for it. And, yeah, we can always take it out.
See, the only thing you'd want to do is probably around the bar area, though. You'd want something waterproof. Maybe you do that porcelain wood-looking type waterproof. They got them waterproof tiles, too, now. You know, because of all the spills and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really sticky around.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. So the yellow highlighted items on the wish list in the 2018 budget, those are not in the current budget, right?
If there's a number in that column, it's in the budget.
It's in the budget, okay.
And why I put yellow is for discussion.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like the council, we want to maybe put in the budget for some flooring on that side. Not exactly sure what the flooring is going to look like exactly, but something along the wood grain area in that. And we figure it's what?
I'd say $8,000. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know what the square is. I
so we want to say 10 just to be safe, and we can get some ideas.
Then I can get an estimate. And
Yeah.
Because, again, we can come down. We just can't go up.
So.
So if we add that in, where does that put?
So if we go, if I go again, sorry. Let's just say we're talking 10,000. So if we add that, we're at 7.78.
Anything else that we'd want to add in?
You know, some of the other things we've talked about, I looked at on the wish list there was we had about $5,000 yet for lighting. What we did is we switched out the lighting here for the two flagpoles, went from them high sodium type bulbs that, I mean, they suck energy. It was 1.3 years that we'd get our money back on a lot of the fixtures by switching to LED. Some of the things we talked about was the hall, the ramp, Zimmer, them sodium, the water treatment plant here, and the memorial. Memorial was the most expensive. I believe that was 2,400, and the other two spots were 1,500 to switch them over.
So you know, but to take them out.
Yeah, to take them out, and then by putting LED in, you know, our payback would be a couple years. So that's something too to consider. Like I said, we've already done the two flag poles, and just them alone because they're on. You know, a lot of these lights are on 10 hours a day because they're for at night lighting, so.
Well, since we changed the flagpole, I looked around the flagpole. That's always going to be around, huh?
We just did it this year, this spring, yeah. Yeah.
Council, do we wish to add that in?
I think we should add that in. I'm going to go on there in the morning. I really suck at the and make a big impact. I think that really noticeable.
Like you said, doesn't have to throw it in.
You can always take it out.
We can always take it out a little away as we need to.
Well, when you were down at the park, did you, when you and Gregory there, did you look at the lighting for down there? Like, the lights that were up and they don't work or something?
Oh yeah, there were three lights that used to be up on the old band shelter.
Yeah.
So our thought was, is that I'm going to meet with Rob's here to get some estimates on adding lighting in the food stand, redoing the lighting in the band shelter just so we have it for future budget, and then also putting the LED lighting out there. Because what they used to have is two lights that shone towards the middle of the buildings there, and then one out towards the parking lot. So my thing is, if Greg said they're all broke, so my thing would be to just might as well put LED in right away. Be done with it.
So if that Thousand Memorial is 2,400, you're going to spend another 2,000 for the other stuff.
Yeah, you know, I think it was 4,500. Okay. That was for the memorial, water treatment plant, and then the hall ramp. Okay. And then anything besides them would be additional for, you know, like the park lighting.
Is that in there?
No.
Sounds like you want to add it. No? Yeah?
Yeah.
So what change?
So what are you thinking of adding? All of it? You want to add it? Look at just something a little different, then I'd have estimates for the final, for the park, for the outside lighting.
Do you have to have two separate bids on that for different funds?
Well, just as long as I get an estimate, then I have a rough idea and we know where to budget.
I mean, you can do all at once if you want.
Yeah, okay, so what do we want to say, another?
7,500 or something?
Yeah, I was going to say 8,000. And then you're at 9.51. Yeah, and then like you said, we work her down.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy to get to. I mean, there's, like I said, there's a wish list. And that's why best to throw it in now. And then we prioritize for the final.
Anything else, Council, you want to put in the budget? Jumbotron.
And we have a few public people here. They have any input, services, things they like to see added, fixed, corrected, anything.
You mentioned Railroad Street. What were you doing with Railroad Street?
Mill and overlay. Needs to be milled and overlaid.
This year, yeah.
Well, no, that wouldn't be this year.
No.
Oh, Central and Sheely would.
We do seal coating for
no, we wouldn't even seal coat that because that's a mill and overlay.
Oh, okay.
It needs to be mill and overlaid.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you're thinking that it's going to cost us to do the rest of Jacob $200,000 to $300,000?
From engineers' estimates. But I think they have some partial recon in there, so.
Yeah.
It could be less if we don't go to partial recon.
Yeah, I don't foresee doing any, because that's all in white and sewer.
So if it's just a simple mill and overlay, you can probably cut that in half.
Yeah. Jacob?
Yeah.
No, I thought we were going to put that water loop in the water main loop.
Well, that would be the time to do it. That'd be something to...
From what I understand, from the water tower down here, it's not connected. So the water is going all the way around and come back here. So if you have a loop here, so if the water tower goes back in the old spot, the pumps are here, it'll go away.
Yeah. Then you're increasing your cost quite a bit.
Yeah.
And now you're digging the street up. So
it would make sense.
It would.
The only thing I would add with your park is that when we were down there with the kids, is that the vandalism of writing on the insides of the slides and stuff.
Greg has mentioned that to me, that it's up, some of the vandalism of the kids.
It's the kill cameras up yet.
Yeah.
We've talked about...
I know it happens in every park, unfortunately, but I don't know how to clean it.
Yeah.
Briefly.
There's a
fingernail polish remover.
Yeah, that works too. Yeah.
But if you see something, let us know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll make note of that.
That park is supposed to be closed after dark, right?
Yeah.
It's better for the non $15. If a lot of friends are there, you know, right inside, those tunnels.
Just imagine Mark would be great.
See, marker we can probably take care of. It's the engraving where you, that's when it gets tough, but I'm sure there's got to be something to remove marker. Plenty of items. Yeah. Like you said, you ever see anything or anybody sees anything, just call the office, leave a message. That way we get it, things get taken care of, doesn't slip the mind or what. You know, I always say that to residents that... You know, we don't, the more eyes, the better in town.
Council, anything else for the budget? Otherwise, I think we've beaten it pretty good to this point.
There's 10 grand, too.
Great if you get some of this taken care of. This year, next year, it'll make it a lot easier because the city's starting to come back into shape pretty good.
I mean,
there's just a few big items here that if we could tackle them, I think after next year, it'll be a lot easier.
Yeah, and we should have all the roofs covered, so.
Yeah, this one will be done. First time.
Yeah.
With the exception of the wire tower. The streets are that's an ongoing thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the big one.
Hopefully it hangs on another 3 to 5 years.
Fingers crossed.
Any other additions?
No.
Okay. So
all right, so what I would look at is we approve resolution number 2017-07, basically approving the 2018 preliminary proposed tax levy and budget, also setting the public comment date for our first meeting in December on December 12th, 2017 at 7 o'clock, therefore setting the levy at $507,233.
For a motion to approve the resolution number 2017-07.
We'll be at
second. Moved and seconded to approve resolution 2017-07, setting the preliminary levy at $507,233 and setting the public hearing for December 12th, 7 o'clock here. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We have our preliminary levy.
That's it. Get that sent in tomorrow.
Move on to new city business.
I don't have nothing unless council has anything.
Council?
Most items for this meeting are old business.
Good. Our next meeting. Move on then to city council reports. Councilman Buckentine. Councilman Tracy. Nothing here. Councilman Trevish.
I got one thing that I know that there's a bid to all went off for a new lawnmower for next year. There's some pricing. I've been over at Lionel's and they've got some lawnmowers over there, and from what I've heard, it's the park is the rough right area down there. And they've got lawnmowers over there with some suspension on.
I've talked to Greg and Mel about that.
Okay.
Big supporters of X-Marks. So the reason for X-Marks is if you buy the air ride seat, that'll take care of the roughness. And they say because of the park, the way it grows and as thick as it is, there isn't a better deck that throws grass than Exmark. Exmark has the top deck. Greg has no intuition, neither does Mel, to look at another mower. I mean, ultimately, that's input. Ultimately, the decision comes from council. But I'd have to consider the input from the city employees that Greg has no ambition in any other mowers. I mean, they're both very satisfied with Exmark.
I talked to Greg.
And he said the problem, too, is if you buy the fairs from Lonel's, because of how the suspension is, it's independent like that. He says that will just make the park look like crap. It won't mow nice and even. So, I mean, it's your decision, but I think you got to take
it. The deck flexes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got its independent suspension on that thing.
So when you hit a hole, it'll mow that hole out.
Yeah, and Greg said the best deck is Exmark, and he says the way that park grows, the way the park is, he says just Exmark works best. I mean, I'd have to take Greg's word for it. That.
Well, yeah. You know, I'd hate like all the sitting machine 14 hours a day. I'll hate the damn machine, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I mean, the only perk they wanted is that air ride seat. Cut down on chiropractor costs, so.
That's probably why you don't notice all the holes down there, because the deck cuts. If you're in a hole,
yeah.
I mean, some of the grass might be that much longer.
And the thing is, Exmark's made by Toro, and Toro specializes with their Exmark with that deck, and that's why they don't put that deck on their Toro brand. So, all marketing. Mm-hmm. So,
Greg,
I don't know.
Greg also told me, the guy in Hutchinson told me, he says, when you got it in your head that you're an Exmark man, you're an Exmark man. No matter what. A million things can go wrong with that mower, but I'm still an Exmark.
Yeah, but the other bonus with Exmark is with that warranty next year, 5-year warranty, no one else is offering that.
I mean, it's
hard to beat that warranty, I think.
I just thought it would be a good idea just to get another estimate, just to make sure that everybody's in the
ballpark. Yeah, I did talk to Greg about it.
That's all I've got.
Councilman Feltman?
Where are we with Mr. Yates' curb and gutter?
I guess that's up to council, to be honest.
I haven't talked to him.
As far as I, from what I understood, I was to look at, maybe I'm wrong, but I was to look at a assessment policy. Am I correct? Or am I missing something?
I
guess that's up to council on. Like I said, what we've done in the past is that if the homeowner's taken the curb out, they've replaced it. So it's, and like I said, we don't have nothing written, which is kind of why I brought up the assessment policy.
Well, the only thing from the other night, thinking this over, I see you guys say your point, but now the shoe's on the right hand foot. We make Gene pay for his own curb and gutter. And now think about the shoe on the other foot. If we're going to make the homeowners pay for their own curb and gutter and stuff when something goes wrong with it, it breaks up or whatever, who's going to come forward when they've got a hard time paying their water bills and everything else and they're going to pay for curb and gutter?
Yeah, that was broken up. It was cut out to put the driveway in, wasn't it?
But it's all broken up now, Jason. It's all broken up. I mean, it's because the water has stood there over the years, because the thing has settled, and I don't see where that would be any fault of Gene's that it's up from the settling. I mean, that's just wear and tear is basically what comes up. So I'm thinking that, you know. You said
there's the curb right there,
and I agree with you. You said we set a precedence here. If we do it for one, we got to do it for the other. It's still our discretion. I mean, if we take that curb out and we put new curb in, and people find out that we did that, which I believe it is our responsibility because it's part of the street, we still have the discretion to say, hey, what's wrong with your curb here? And just because it's got a crack in it. No, if it holds water and there's, and you can see there where the dirt in that is, that it definitely holds water in Jeep, and it stands and it runs in his driveway and stuff. And I don't know. I just think it's the city's responsibility to take care of the curb.
I'm just afraid that if we go and make him do his curb and then everybody else has to do their curb, when their curb goes to hell like that, they're just going to say the heck of it. Pretty soon we're going to have a street standing full of water.
Well, typically what we do, if it got that bad when we did a street project, we would take the curb out and what we've done in the past. If it hasn't been minor repairs,
yeah.
We've typically replaced it but then assessed it back to the property owner. That's what they've done in past street projects. So. I mean, this is a separate situation, but a solve-all situation is in the future is to have that assessment policy, which I've gotten a few, so I'll have them hopefully for the next meeting of what other cities are doing.
Would these assessments, would you just assess the people that live on the street? Is that
the footage? Yeah, by front footage.
And like what do other cities roughly?
See, what people are doing now, what Norwood does, is they do a project, and it's 33% across the board. It's not, they're doing across the board. They're not detailing out, well, we're going to assess the curb, we're going to assess fill, or we're going to assess overlay, or, you know, it's just straightforward numbers whenever they do a project. So even a mill and overlay, 33% gets assessed.
To the people that live in the street.
Yep. So anything that's maintenance, though, you know, seal coating and that, then, you know, that's just in the general fund coffers. But that's what I've seen a lot of them are going to, is just straight this much. And then if it's water and sewer, it's 50% or whatever, so a percentage. They aren't breaking it all down. They're keeping it, trying to keep it simple, I think, too. Mm-hmm. You know, the problem you're going to have is if you do that and you implement that, the first people that are on that are going to complain.
Right, that's why.
But like I said, it's all going to come around in time.
Yeah.
You know, eventually, but it may not be, you may not be there no longer. You may be, well, I'm only going to be in town. You know, so you're going to have all those things, but at some time, you have to implement things. It's no different than, you know, like tonight, where how come he didn't have to get a conditional use permit and I do? Now it just happens to fall into, you know, we change things up and it's tough. They're tough calls. They're not easy decisions to make. But you know, sometimes you have to make decisions for the best interest of the city moving forward. So.
Well, the money don't come quite as free anymore.
Well, that's true. That's definitely true. You know,
it kind of sucks that when you live on the street and then you got a hall that's two blocks from you, and you're paying for the street, and you got all these, everybody from Lewis County coming up to drive on your street. Hey, I paid for that street.
You know? I think the hard times too is, you know, people are like, oh, hey, I got a 1% increase, but oh, hey, health insurance went up 15.
Yeah.
I didn't get an increase.
Yeah.
And now you want to raise my taxes 10%. Yeah. It's tough. It's tough times.
I don't know, that's just my opinion of this curve. We're not going to be doing no street work or anything there for a long time.
Actually. Yeah, we actually just,
want any breaks or anything
just there. Did crack sealing and seal coating year, so.
It's, and I know he wants that fixed before, and I don't blame him, I would too, if I'm going to put a new driveway and stuff in. He's even talking about going concrete, so, you know, can you imagine what that's going to look like if you put new concrete up against that old crap like that?
It's just going to break out.
Yeah. I know mine looks that tough from the alley all the way through my driveway, too, but it don't hold water. The water runs just fine and stuff, but a lot of it comes from the garbage truck. It gets over there, and I plus snow in the wintertime, you know, the loader. Not so much in the winter, but in the spring and the frost is starting to come out. When you get that game last snow that you gotta go and chase off the road. So that was just my
just my concern of what you're going to do with them, or what do you guys, you still want to hold tight and telling them, and I guess we should leave them know one way or the other instead of leaving them hanging that.
I mean, that's just my opinion. When they put it in the first time, they cut it crooked or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They, like my house I built there, I cut the high back out and made it look good. I mean, that's just my opinion. You guys all get your opinions, but.
I don't know how many fees got there. I think he said it was about $1,800 he got a price for it, so that's what it would be. And he even made a comment, he said, well, I gotta pay for it, it ain't that big a deal, I'm not gonna pursue it. I was just thinking that we need to come up with something that we do it for one, we do it for all, and we're not gonna do it for anybody, we don't do it for anybody, for everybody, and so on. But we should leave him know one way or the other what our decision is going to be on it, so that he's not out there hanging if he doesn't want to do his move right away and have this call. Then he knows where he's at.
Councilman Travers, Councilman Tracy.
Oh, man. That's where you get the big bucks.
Yeah.
I guess I wasn't around when it was cut through. I didn't know.
Yeah, who's in charge of the cutting? Like,
well, so you cut years
that,
ago, wasn't
that
it?
That was, that's
where we put the driveway in.
Yeah, that was all high back curb. I mean, the next driveway is the same thing. Joey Glander's ain't, but then the next one up is. So there's, what, have you drove that, Jeremy? Maybe 3 feet,
yeah.
I think?
Well, actually, the next house down here was the same thing.
Yeah.
But you can see they kind of concrete, and then they kind of made it, so it, you know, you can see it right in there, how they created somewhat of a lip, so that way you have water running. You know, not that fuels of fire, but the issue you got too is, okay, so this is, you know, it's not like you cut this out 5 years ago, or, I mean, we're talking many years?
It's a long, ever since the house was
built. So,
and that's what they did back then.
Then it comes to the, so let's say he did cut it out and he washed it out. Now whose responsibility is it? You know, because we're looking at, you know, are we talking the life of the curb too?
Yeah, nothing lasts forever.
No,
I mean, we don't know about that, but
I don't think as a city replacing anybody else's.
No, unless we've done a street project. But then, like I said, we've done a street project, replaced curb, we've got to set back, so.
So I'm kind of confused yourself. Like, I'm on a corner a lot, so if you guys did work, I'd have to pay for all that curbing for both sides, even though I don't use Martha Street, or I'll have to
front, pay for long front, side. Front footage or longest side.
Then when Martha Street would pay, all the residents on Martha Street would pay for everything on Martha then?
Mm-hmm. I got the same problem right now, I'm on a corner.
I've heard other people bitch about it as far as Laconia and whatnot.
There are some cities that will assess both sides.
Yeah.
No, the only thing I have that really sticks in my mind right now is that we do have the storm sewer fund, and that is what the storm sewer runs, is on that curb and up. And I understand that the city has never fixed one before for anybody, but we never had a storm sewer fund before either. Now we've got one.
I wouldn't recommend taking it out of the storm sewer fund.
No, I know. Where's the fund?
Don't feel it.
Well, I guess what I'm getting at there
self-efficient.
Is there's a fund for the water to run down that curb and gutter, but right. Okay, we're charging a fund now. You got to have something to run down. I mean,
curb's part of the street, my book.
I guess I have to say it's... I don't care how you guys want to do it. I mean, I'm just bringing it up, but because we got to leave you, know, we can't leave you here any longer. Like I said, I don't think he's gonna throw a big fit. He wants it to look nice, but I'm just thinking that it's the city has to, it's part of the street, the curb and gutter. Mm-hmm. That's the way I look at it. I think it's our responsibility to fix it. But if you guys don't feel that way, that's your opinion.
But we gotta get, we gotta come to some conclusion there. Let him in know.
I mean, is it one way or the other? I mean, is there any compromise at all in this? I mean, is there, can the city, you know, does it have to be this, only this,
or
only
this? Does the whole thing have to be fixed, or can you just pull out two sections so it drains again?
No, the whole thing can be fixed. It's
washing out down here, too.
Yeah.
So if we were to look to help with costs and that, we'd be changing ordinance on that.
Well, here's the problem. I don't want to, so what we've had is policy, if they cut out the curb, they replace it, right? That's our policy. This is already cut out, and we're back to replacing again. So it's a little bit of a different situation if you follow. Is everybody following me? So like when Jason had to cut his out, that's his responsibility to cut it out and replace it. We haven't gotten to this point. Now what do we do when they've cut it out, replaced it? Now whose responsibility is? So this is kind of a new open position, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Because we're talking, how long are we talking, Scotty? When was that cut out? How many, 20 years ago? 30?
Yeah, because I remember when Brian built so I was a kid.
Yeah.
So we're talking 30 years.
Yeah, I'd say.
So it's kind of a little different situation. Say high back curb was there. If you wanted to put a driveway in. To me, that's cut and dry. We've always had it. Now, if you want to cut out the curb that we put in, that the city has, and it works, then that's their responsibility. Now we're in a position where it's already been done, and 30 years later, here we are, it needs to be replaced. So it is a little bit different situation than, you know, I'm just trying to be fair on all sides.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking. I mean, does it have to be just right here and right here? I mean, can we work with him at all? I mean, can we do that as a city? Can we come to him and negotiate?
I mean, because I think this isn't really, obviously it's going to set a precedence to, you know, the future. But the situation we have here now, it's the same thing. So Jason had to cut his out. Well, 20 years from now when that curb's bad, Jason got to do it again, or should it be the city's responsibility?
So if it didn't, never got cut out, I mean, it's still going to have wear and tear, so 30, 40 years down the line, it's going to have to get redone, and then the city would have to redo it, because it just, that was just wear and tear.
But then it gets assessed back,
so it's that. Okay. It's that catch 22 there.
Okay.
Jeremy, are you saying that it's cut out, and the reason why we have to repair it is because of the water damage that's taken place since it was cut out by the owner?
Yeah, the washout here. You can see
For whatever reason, it's settled. Or I don't know why it's settled.
The curb settled?
Yeah, the curb is settled. Right there where it's dirty, right in the middle there.
The middle panel?
Jeremy? Yeah, right in there. You see how the dirt is on the curb? Yeah. That piece right there is way down, and that's where the water stands. And there's probably, I'm guessing I looked this morning, there's probably about 2.5 inches of water that stands in there.
If the back end has been cut off, where that side that much?
I don't know, Steve. I don't know why it's settled.
Yeah.
I can't tell you why it's settled, but
it's puzzling.
For whatever reason, that chunk there is settled, and I have no idea why, because there has been no digging or nothing since he put the driveway in. It's been in for about 30 years, I guess, is what the figure of homes been there. It's probably been at least that long, I would say. And Brian's been, built his house and built that one and been out of town for forever.
You know, the next thing that would come up after that is Mr. Chadwick's going to be up here because his curb is knocked off, and he's going to be putting a curb or driving in his, and he's going to say, I want a curb, you know, because the back is off. Same thing. I mean,
But you're right. We've got to draw a line. There's sooner or later, tonight it's got to happen.
Yeah.
We've got to let it go.
Yeah.
So, what are we going to do?
Well, barring any motion on this, on the direction of the city to pay for anything, I would leave it as the council is not looking to spend money for the homeowner.
I think we should
I'll let him know tomorrow.
I think it'd still be good for us to reassess the ordinance, though, and just make sure.
Definitely.
Anything else? Okay. The only thing I have is November 29th, the League of Minnesota City and Metro City Regional meeting is. I believe Steve and Jeremy and I went to it last year, and that. I would encourage everybody, if you can, go. It starts at 12:30. 29th is a Wednesday.
Friday.
Wednesday.
I would like to go on that, Jeremy.
So it's $45 a person, so if anybody wants to go, I mean, I encourage it. I mean, there's a lot of good information, plus there's some good networking opportunities while you're there, and that, and they have a little, or, you know, where's an appetizer or something, Plymouth.
Plymouth this year.
So starts at 12:30, and then, it, like I said, it goes until 6 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, but just let me know.
Let Jeremy know if you want to go. And there's good information. We got to see how, is it Lionel Lakes?
Yes.
On how a dysfunctional city council can go. Meeting. It was pretty funny. I mean, they exaggerated.
They did a sports cast on it, remember?
Yeah.
And made it kind of humorous, but yet not really funny.
It was
entertaining.
And one of the things they'll be talking about too there is Lester Bagley will be there talking about U.S. Bank Stadium and the Super Bowl impact coming up as well. So. Other than that, I have nothing else. So if there's nothing else for the good of the city, I look for adjournment.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Moving second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 8:59.